the companion workbook to accompany Package Your Genius 5 Steps to Build Your Most Powerful Personal Brand is now available on Amazon.
You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity on your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn.
Hey, genius, hey. Welcome back to another episode of Package Your Genius. I'm excited about today's conversation because it is what I suspect to be something that is potentially bothering you in some way. Because I think even if I'm honest, it's something that I have struggled with, if not from a personal branding or business perspective, from a personal perspective. And that is just the idea of how we see ourselves and how we attach the identity that we have created for ourselves in our minds to our actions and to what we see as evidence to support who we think we are and what our story is, etc. Like you've heard about, you know, your past story, like your past story shows up time and time again in your life. But I think this week I had a really, really powerful example of how when you are so attached to a narrative, despite having all of the evidence to the contrary right in front of your face, all you can see or all you can hear is the narrative that you're attached to versus the actual things that are happening. So anyway, this week I had a session with an Academy cohort member, and we were talking about her brand and how she's transitioning from one area of business to another. She has left a full-time job and is starting a consulting and coaching enterprise based on what she's been doing her whole life, or at least for the last few years, with people who know her and know of her capability and trust her advice, or directly in her organizations with coworkers, etc., being tapped by her superiors to provide coaching to other members of the team. So anyway, we were talking about the last few weeks, because for the Academy we do one-on-one sessions, and I just wanted to catch up with her to see how she'd been doing. I knew that the job had wrapped up and things were in a period of a transition for her. So I wanted to see how that was affecting her personally, but also how the content in the Academy was kind of lining up with her personal experience and how she was navigating all of that. And so she went on to, you know, tell me about how stressed out she was about this new journey and about leaving the job and stepping into this new identity of a business owner, consultant, a coach, an independent person who is out here landing clients and really responsible for the amount of money she takes home every month. Her overall tone was that of stress, anxiety, fear. You know, this is a big leap, a big jump, jumping out here. Oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work? What if I'm not as good as I thought I was? I don't, you know, I'm not successful yet. This is just so stressful, right? And so her posturing made me think that things were just awful. Like, you know, she's left the job and she has no leads. She has no contract. She has nothing in play at the moment. And as she begins to open up and tell me more, she's like, oh no, but you know, I did land, I landed this contract with my former employer. And it just so happens to be work that I wanted to do in my new business. So I'm going to be leading a leadership development program, and I'll be interfacing with all of these people who need the type of coaching work that I do. and am planning to do through my new business. So there's that. And oh, I got this other client. And oh yeah, I posted about, you know, the work I'm doing. I sent an email out and I have 12 or so people who reached out about coaching with me one-on-one. And, you know, so that's going there. And, you know, I asked her, okay, the last thing. She says, and I'm on track to make more already in 2019, just with the contract I have, you know, and the year hasn't even started. I'm already on track to earn more from my business than I made in my full-time job. And I'm just getting started to market myself and to tell people that I'm actually doing this business. And so after she tells me all of that, I lovingly and firmly mirrored back to her that while she is projecting this air of fear, anxiety, and lack of success, in reality, she is living her own dream. She's living her dream and she is asleep to it. And one of the other reasons that she wanted to be independent that she shared with me was she had a very long commute. So I think her commute was an hour and a half each way. So now she is able to do all of the work that she does from home or on the road when she's meeting with clients. So she gets 3 hours back to her day. So she gets the flexibility of working from home and not having to spend both the time and then the money that is required to travel, right? So whether that's gas money when you're driving or train fare or however you get to and fro, that is no longer a concern for her. So it made me ask her again lovingly, what other signs do you need? Right? So you have this big goal or big dream or big leap that you want to make. And oftentimes people say they're waiting for a sign. They're looking for a sign to tell them they're doing the right thing. They're moving in the right direction. This is the right time for them to make a move. And that was a sentiment she expressed to me. And upon hearing where she is, I was frank with her by saying that if you're waiting for more confirmation, I'm not sure what you're expecting it to look like, right? Like, you know, are you waiting for FedEx to knock on your door with a box and you open this box up and it has instructions for, you know, becoming independent, instructions for starting a business? Like, you have a business, you have people paying you. Like, what more evidence do you need to tell you, to show you that this is the time, that this is happening? Whether you're aware and conscious of it or not, this train is moving. And so that made me think of everyone in Packager Genius Land as we consider the goals and the dreams that we have for ourselves. Are we so attached to our past identity or our past feelings that we have a blind spot to what's actually happening in our lives? Like, are you so tethered to your idea about yourself, not the reality of who you are, but your idea about who you are, that you can't see that you've changed, that your circumstances have changed, that the things that you have prayed for and hoped for and always wanted are showing up in your life and they're ready for you, right? And whether that's personal or business, right? So like, if you are single and you always wanted to be in a relationship, and being in a relationship to you means having a chance to share your life with someone, having someone to spend time with, having someone who cares about you and loves you and checks on you every day. Like, ask yourself, is there someone who I'm spending my life with? Are there people in my life? Maybe it's not one specific person, but am I sharing my life? Do people check on me? You know, do people love me? Like, maybe I am getting my needs met and I'm actually getting what I say I want, but I'm blind to how it's showing up for me in my life because it's not packaged in the way that I expected it to be, or it's not packaged in the way, the specific exact way that I ordered it, but I do have it. So I wanted you to think about what you want. So what is it that you want? What have you been praying for and hoping for and meditating on for the last year, 5 years, decade? Like, what are the things that you want at your core? And maybe it's a more recent want, like it was for my student, to simply have clients so that she could earn an income and make a real living from her gifts and her talents, independent of a company that's going to pay her every 2 weeks, right? So what is it that you want? That's number one. I want you to think about that. And then I want you to think about, what does success need to look like? And what does opportunity need to look like for you to be able to see it as the answers to your hopes and your prayers, right? So are you so closed and fixated on this one idea of how you'll reach your goal or have your prayer answered or be successful that you can't see that maybe, just maybe, you're closer to your goal, your dream, your reality, your picture of success than you are giving yourself credit for? If that resonates with you at all, I have a quick exercise to help you get closer to the truth of what's really going on, so you can celebrate that, right? And get excited about the positive aspects and what's actually happening in your life. So here are three things that I want you to do. Number one, I want you to make a list of what you want or what you've said you wanted over time, right? So especially if this is a wish, goal, or need of yours that's been ongoing, I want you to reference that. So to have a thriving business, or to have to be successful with many paying clients, to have a circle of trusted girlfriends, to be in a relationship with a partner who loves and supports you, or to feel loved and supported by the people in your life, to learn more regularly, right? So I could say super specific to earn a new degree, but I'm going to be less specific for a reason and say to constantly educate myself and learn more on a regular basis. So that's number one. Make a list of what you said you wanted and just like pick one thing. So of all those examples I just gave you, pick one or make up the one thing that you say that you want. And for my students' example, it would be, I want to have a business. Well, actually, you can pick more than one thing, because these are the things that she said that she wanted. She wanted to have paying clients. She wanted to have more flexibility, and she wanted to do more coaching work. So those were her things. So you pick yours. Number two, I want you to examine your current reality and really be honest with yourself and ask yourself if there's any evidence to support that you really already have some of those things on some level, right? So what is your current reality? Is there any evidence to support that you already have at least some of what you've listed on some level? So with my student, she wanted to have paying clients. Now, she doesn't have, 20 paying clients, but she does have two or three, and they do pay her more than she was making in her full-time job that she recently retired from. So that was number one. She also has more flexibility because, remember, she has 3 hours back in her day from a commute that she no longer has to take in the morning and the evening. So both the flexibility of not having to commute and saving money from not having to incur those travel costs, as well as just like not having to get up and be bothered, right? Like, you can just get up, make your cup of coffee, go to your desk, and you're already at work. It's huge. And for her, that flexibility to be able to focus more of her time on the work versus on the logistics of doing the work and getting to the work was huge for her. And then third, she wanted more coaching clients, which through one of the new organizational clients she landed, she has access to hundreds of people who she can begin to work with from a coaching capacity. So while she might have been thinking, okay, I'm going to get some coaching clients. I'm going to get 40 new one-on-one coaching clients who I'll talk to every week. Like maybe that was her idea of being a successful coach, whereas she just got access to 40 people who need the type of coaching she provides, that she can, you know, support them through this client and potentially work with them outside of the framework of the client engagement. So, you know, that's happening. All three of the things that she wanted are happening. And so that's something to celebrate. So, number one, make a list of what you said you wanted. Number two, look at the evidence that supports that you already have that on some level. And then the third thing that I want you to do, intentionally think through how you can change the internal narrative of who you are so you can start to begin to see confirmations of that. So, you know, as I opened the podcast, I was talking about, like, are you blind to what's actually going on to your life or going on in your life because you're so tied to this idea of yourself? So when we have an idea of ourselves or we have an idea of what's going on or what's happening, we begin to look for confirmations, or we're only able to see confirmations of that idea, right? So you've heard people say, you wake up in the morning, if you say, oh my God, I'm having a bad day, then you will begin to see reasons throughout the day to support that you're having a bad day. Whereas if you try to stay positive and say, I'm having a great day, today will be a great day, then you'll be able to kind of see the silver lining in situations and see reasons to support that you're having a good day. And it's the same thing with our identity. If you don't think you're successful, and you don't think you're earning enough money, or you don't think your business is growing, you will only be able to see the evidence that you aren't successful, you're not earning enough, your business isn't growing. Whereas if you plant seeds of positivity in yourself, which is why I think affirmations get a mixed review, but they can be very, very important and critical, because it's essentially cognitive programming. You are planting seeds in your brain that you're hoping you can begin to see outside in the world, outside of yourself. And so intentionally doing work to change your internal narrative of who you are, so that you can begin to see confirmations of what you want to see. I guess it's some version of creative visualization and the ideas that were put forth in The Secret. But it's real stuff, because what we focus on grows. I am a big believer in that. If you focus on the problems that you have, you'll only see more of the problems. But if you focus on the positive things and the opportunity and the solutions, you'll see more of that. So it's your choice to see yourself, to be present to the magic that's happening in your life, or to only be present to the things about it that frustrate you, which only creates more frustration. I took the liberty of jotting down a couple of potential mantras that we can begin to use so that we can begin to see the amazing things and be present to the amazing things that are happening in our lives. So you can modify these, you can use these, you can create your own. These were just an example from what I thought about in both my students' life and in my own life. And just from the things that I hear that people are struggling with from the perspective of, am I ready to jump out here and go after my dream? Should I keep at this, etc.? So the first mantra was, I am a creator. I can create all that I need. I am a creator. I can create all that I need. And that's one that I really cling to whenever I need to create more abundance, right? Abundance is there. So not create more abundance, but create more of something, more time, more money, more products, more love, right? More connection. All of those things are within my power to harness, to create. I am a creative being. So if I need more money for something, I can create a product or a solution, a program of some sort that I can sell for money, right? So I never have to feel like I don't have enough for the things that I need. I can always create more. So that's important to me. Another mantra is, I am a business owner and I am successful. And I thought this one was important, especially for people who are just starting out with their business enterprises, their coaching programs, their consulting. Even if they're doing it on the side, it can take a while to mentally understand that, yes, this is in its infant stages, but this is a business and it's growing. I'm brave. I'm strong. I'm amazing for stepping out here and doing this, and the clients are coming my way, which brings me to another mantra, which is, new opportunities are on their way to me. New opportunities are on their way to me, which is always true, right? Another one is, lives are changed by my work. People are lucky to work with me. Lives are changed by my work. People are lucky to work with me. Isn't that amazing? Like, that is one of the mantras that I fell back on a few years ago, especially as I was moving and transitioning from one service to another, because I think imposter syndrome creeps in and pops up a lot in periods of transition when you're going from a space where you're well known and well respected and you have some level of notoriety to switching industries. So when I moved from PR to personal branding into coaching, executive coaching, and working with people individually, there were a lot of doubts, a lot of self-doubts that popped up, because even though I had been doing the work offline and helping people and supporting people, I wasn't calling it that. And I don't think publicly people understood what I do, or the context of all that I do behind closed doors with clients, because my client relationships are extremely personal and the work that we do is just really in depth, and it's not something that other people are going to see because it's all, you know, private, confidential work. And so that was a struggle for me in the beginning. But that mantra of lives are changed, like looking at the evidence, right? So going back to that step two of like, hey, is there evidence to support that people's lives are getting changed? So why am I holding back by telling people and not telling people that this is what I do and this is how I can help them? People are lucky to work with me. They tell me, the people who have worked with me are saying, I feel so lucky to have had our relationship, and I feel so fortunate to be doing this work with you. And so if that's what the people on the other side are saying, then I need to be present as I coach my student. I need to be present to the reality of the success I'm creating. And so I want you to do that too. So that was, lives are changed by my work. People are lucky to work with me. And then the last one, which is a fun one, is, I am on my way to $1 million in revenue, which is a personal mantra for me because I set that as a big goal earlier this year. And I am actively working on that. So I'm excited to see where that goes and to continue to see the evidence to support me hitting that big number. So I hope you will cheer along with me as I make my way towards the milli. So I wanted to share another review of Package Your Genius 5 Steps to Build Your Most Powerful Personal Brand. And this is a review that came in on Amazon. This was This is from Sandra G, who says, 5 stars, chock full of worthwhile tips to elevate your game. Sandra writes, this book offers everyone, from a recent graduate to a crusty old expert, meaningful tips and advice to elevate their game. I whipped through it. Thank you, Sandra, for reading the book and for leaving that funny review. I don't know if anyone is a crusty old expert. I like to think of you as seasoned and experienced with lots of knowledge and wisdom to share. But in any event, I appreciate you for taking the time to get the book and to share your honest thoughts and feedback on. If you like to learn more about Packager Genius Academy, please visit packagergeniusacademy.com, where you can read about some of our student successes, our curriculum, and apply to be considered for the program. If you are a hardworking high achiever who is ready to do the work to make yourself more visible in the digital age, we would love to hear from you. That's all for this episode of Package Your Genius. I appreciate, as always, your support and your listening ear. If you have not rated us on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts, we'd love your rating and review. Until next time, I'll see ya.